Local reports say as many as 400 of the 5,000 garment factories in Bangladesh have been shut down by worker demonstrations. Labor protests are aimed at higher wages. The workers' union wants the minimum pay to be more than doubled to about $100 a month. Factory owners have proposed a raise of only 20%. That dispute has sparked violent clashes, with local media reporting dozens of injuries. Money is one issue, safety is another. 5 months ago, more than 1,000 people were killed when a clothing factory complex collapsed on the outskirts of the capital city, Dhaka. In July, Walmart, Target, and several other North American retailers said they would put in place a number of safety standards by October and refuse to buy from factories that don't meet those standards. But wages remain stubbornly low. According to a study by Japan's External Trade Organization, only Myanmar pays less. JETRO puts the cost of a factory worker in Bangladesh at less than a third of that in neighboring India. Government figures show more than 3.5 million people work in clothing factories in Bangladesh. Nearly 80% of them are women. Bill Dorman, HBR News.